What if you could build a successful company without relying on genius or luck? The Lean Startup methodology promises exactly that, a systematic approach to creating successful businesses in conditions of extreme uncertainty. Rather than spending months developing a product nobody wants, entrepreneurs can use validated learning to discover what customers truly desire before exhausting their resources. This revolutionary approach has transcended the startup world to influence Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and healthcare systems worldwide. Why? Because it addresses the fundamental reason most new ventures fail: building something nobody wants. Traditional management techniques fail spectacularly in the uncertain world of startups. Consider IMVU, where 6 months were spent developing sophisticated technology for 3D avatars that would work across different instant messaging platforms. When the product launched, nobody cared. Users preferred a standalone application over downloading an add-on. This painful experience revealed a crucial truth. It doesn't matter how brilliant your plan is if you're building something nobody wants. The Lean Startup methodology emerged from this realization, combining lean manufacturing principles with customer development techniques. It treats entrepreneurship as management adapted for extreme uncertainty, where progress is measured through validated learning rather than just shipping features. This framework rests on 5 principles. Entrepreneurs exist everywhere, not just in garages. Entrepreneurship is management. Validated learning is the unit of progress. The build, measure, learn feedback loop drives development. And innovation accounting provides objective metrics for measuring progress. What does real progress look like in a startup? Is it writing more code? Designing more features? While these activities might feel productive, they don't necessarily bring you closer to building a sustainable business. True progress comes through validated learning, testing fundamental business hypotheses with real customers. When IMVU discovered their add-on strategy wasn't working, they made a painful but necessary pivot to a standalone application. Though it felt like failure, this was actually progress. They had learned something crucial about customer preferences. The biggest waste in a startup isn't inefficiency, it's building something nobody wants. How do you achieve validated learning efficiently? Through minimum viable products, MVPs, the simplest version that allows you to begin the learning process. Dropbox founder Drew Houston created a simple video demonstrating how his product would work, attracting 75,000 beta signups overnight, validating his concept before writing much code. Every feature, campaign, and business decision should be viewed as an experiment designed to achieve validated learning about what customers truly value. At the heart of the Lean Startup methodology lies the build, measure, learn feedback loop. This process transforms ideas into products, measures customer responses, and then decides whether to pivot or persevere. What makes this approach revolutionary is its emphasis on speed. The faster you complete this loop, the quicker you'll discover a sustainable business model. Food on the Table's founder, Manuel Rosso, started by personally planning meals for one customer before building any technology. This concierge MVP revealed what customers truly valued, informing later automation decisions as he gradually added more users. Small batch development accelerates learning. IMU's continuous deployment system tested and released code changes immediately, generating customer feedback within hours. Even hardware companies now use 3D printing for rapid prototyping. While seemingly less efficient, small batches improve productivity by ensuring development aligns with actual needs. Innovation accounting measures startup progress through 3 milestones: establishing a baseline MVP, experimenting to improve, and making pivot or persevere decisions. Success requires focusing on actionable metrics rather than vanity metrics. For example, Grokket switched from tracking total users to cohort-based analysis, revealing declining engagement that cumulative numbers had masked. Perhaps the most important decision entrepreneurs face is whether to persist with their current strategy or make a fundamental change, a pivot. A pivot isn't failure. It's a structured course correction designed to test a new fundamental hypothesis about your business. This decision requires courage, especially when the current strategy shows some signs of success. Wealthfront initially focused on a virtual stock market game for aspiring investors. While they attracted users, conversion to their paid service was disappointingly low. In their pivot or persevere meeting, they faced reality. Their strategy wasn't working. They pivoted to become a direct provider of financial services, a much more promising direction. Pivots come in many forms. Zoom in, making a single feature the entire product. Zoom out, incorporating the original product as one feature of a larger whole. Customer segment, changing who the product serves. Platform, transforming a product into a platform or vice versa, and more. The ability to pivot while maintaining your vision is what separates successful startups from failures. To generate reliable metrics for pivot decisions, implement split testing, showing different versions of your product to different users simultaneously. This isolates the impact of specific changes rather than guessing what caused improvements. Redefine done. A feature isn't complete until you've validated its impact through testing. This ensures that every development effort contributes to validated learning rather than just shipping features. For long-term success, startups need a sustainable engine of growth, a mechanism by which new customers arrive as a result of actions by past customers. Understanding which engine powers your business helps focus your efforts on the right metrics. The sticky engine relies on retaining customers long-term, with growth occurring when new customer acquisition exceeds churn. The viral engine depends on customers bringing in more customers, with the viral coefficient, how many new customers each existing customer brings, being the key metric. The paid engine relies on spending money to acquire customers, focusing on ensuring customer lifetime value exceeds acquisition cost. Most startups begin with one engine, but may switch or add others as they mature. It's also important to recognize that every engine eventually runs out of fuel. The viral engine exhausts its social network, the paid engine faces increasing acquisition costs, and the sticky engine saturates its market. Successful companies anticipate these limitations and develop new growth sources before existing ones plateau. As startups grow, they face a new challenge: maintaining the entrepreneurial spirit that drove their initial success. The solution is creating a culture of continuous innovation, the startup way. Large organizations can nurture disruptive innovation by providing internal startups with scarce but secure resources, independent development authority, and a personal stake in the outcome. Create innovation sandboxes, limited environments where teams can experiment freely without risking the core business. Match management approaches to product phases, entrepreneurial management for new products focused on learning, optimization for growing products, and operational excellence for mature products. Intuit exemplifies this approach. Founder Scott Cook created a system where small teams could experiment quickly, leading to innovative products like SnapTax, despite being a 7,000-person company with established products. The goal is creating a learning organization that continuously improves through systematic problem-solving, experimentation, and knowledge sharing, allowing companies to adapt and innovate long after initial success.